You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning, Jairia!
It's time to wake up. It's 5 and we're live.
Oh, is this thing on? I don't care. I want him to hear.
This is the pregame show, your early morning shot of sports on 95.7 The Game.
Come on!
Happy Wednesday. Welcome to the pregame show here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Grandy with you, filling in for Joe Spadoni this week. As our jacked up week here on 95.7 The Game continues, our jacked up week where all our shows are in different orders than usual. I'm filling in for Joe Spadoni here on the pregame show from 5 to 6 every day this week. Then Willard and Dibs from 6 to 10 in the normal Morning Roast time slot. Then the guys from the Morning Roast, Bonte and Shasky, they're on from 10 to 2 in our midday slot. In our normal midday show, Steiny and Goo, they're closing the books on the day this week, on every day this week, from 2 to 6. It is our Jacked Up Week, which is brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And we're celebrating our Jacked Up Week with a giveaway, a special giveaway coming up on Friday. All you need to know is that on Friday, we're giving away an autographed Klay Thompson jersey, plus some Klay Thompson bobbleheads. And just before I came on the air, I went to look at the stash of Klay Thompson bobbleheads that we have to give away. There's some cool ones. There's like a Captain Klay bobblehead, like where he's on his boat with the captain hat. There's Headband Klay. You remember when he broke the NBA record for most made threes in a single game? It was in Chicago, and he was coming off of a really bad shooting slump. And then I think in the first half or in the first quarter, he got like a cut on his forehead. So they just put a headband on him to stop the bleeding and to, you know, help the wound. And he ended up breaking an NBA record for made threes. And then he wore a headband a couple of times when he came back from his injury a couple of years ago. But a Headband Klay bobblehead, there's the Captain Klay bobblehead, a lot of good stuff. But that is the small prizes, because the big prize is an autographed Klay Thompson jersey that we're giving away on Friday. All you need to know is listen. Listen all day on Friday, but specifically at these following times: 8:11 with Willard and Dibs, 1:11 with Bonte and Shasky, and 5:11 with Steiny and Guru. Why 8:11? Why 1:11? And why 5:11, you might ask? Well, 11. It's Klay Thompson's number. It's the pick that he was in the NBA draft. He's no longer his number. He's now 31 with the Dallas Mavericks. But with the Warriors, the number that will soon, eventually, be retired. He'll have a statue donning number 11 in front of Chase Center. Number 11, Klay Thompson. So listen on Friday at 8:11 with Willard and Dibbs, 1:11 with Bonte and Shasky, and 5:11 with Steiny and Guru for your chance to win our Klay Thompson prizes, headlined by the signed Klay Thompson jersey. It's a really, really nice jersey, and I'm going to be jealous for sure of anyone, of whoever that gets that coming up on Friday. All right, so we got that to look forward to. It's our Jacked Up Week again here on 95.7 The Game, which is sponsored by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And we got a lot to get into today here on the pregame show, because right as Willard and Dibbs went off the air yesterday, essentially, right around 10 o'clock, maybe like 10:05, there was a little bit of news in the NFL world that came down. And that news was that 49ers wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. Here is what Mike Garofalo, NFL reporter, wrote. Sources: 49ers all-pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade after an offseason of unsuccessful attempts to reach an extension. Garofalo continues, despite a recent meeting, the Niners haven't been willing to engage in negotiations since May, so Ayuk has respectfully asked out. That last detail is interesting, because it's not just as simple as the two sides haven't been able to come to an agreement yet. But Garofalo says, again, despite a recent meeting, and we remember Ayuk hinting at that meeting. He posted about it, I think, on Instagram on his IG stories. There was also that week where Ryan Clark had like all the details on Brandon Ayuk, because he had an exclusive sit down, I think, for his podcast with Brandon Ayuk. And of course, they teased a bunch of stuff before actually releasing the episode. So Ryan Clark was like the Brandon Ayuk source for like a 4-day stretch, and I think he told us that the Niners were meeting with Brandon Ayuk on whatever day that was. It might have been close to a month ago now, maybe like 3 weeks ago. That's the recent meeting I would imagine that Garofalo is alluding to here. But again, he says, despite that recent meeting, the Niners haven't been willing to engage in negotiations since May. So that's not just that the team hasn't been able to come to an agreement since May, but there's been no movement. There's been no conversation. It almost harkens back to the way that the Warriors handled Klay Thompson, which, again, wasn't that we weren't able to come to a consensus, to an agreement. We couldn't figure out the number to make this work. We just have no interest in talking about it at all right now. Now, maybe you think that's wrong for the 49ers, and maybe you take Ayuk's side, and you don't have to take sides in this either. I think this is just the way these negotiations tend to work. But, you know, there is a little something interesting going on here. However, I'm not going to overreact. I mean, you think back to each of the last handful of off seasons, and the 49ers have dealt with situations similar to this quite often. Last year, Nick Bosa never got to the point where he requested a trade, at least not publicly. But we know very well from a lot of people that behind the scenes, there was a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of worrying. And the Niners were obviously very stressed, and they wanted to get it done as soon as they could. Ultimately, it happens only a handful of days before week one in Pittsburgh. That's not an ideal situation. I'm sure that situation is informing the 49ers how they should be approaching this one. And I guarantee you they do not want to let this go that long as Bosa's did last year. You go back to the year before that, and it was Deebo Samuel. Deebo Samuel requested a trade as well, remember? Now, the only difference in the Deebo Samuel trade request and the Brandon Ayuk trade request was that Deebo's came way earlier in the in the offseason. Deebo Samuel's trade request from the 2022 offseason came on April 20th. April 20th. He requested a trade from the 49ers April 20th, 2022. Brandon Ayuk requested his trade on the 16th of July, 2024, the day that rookies report to training camp. So, like, This is an important time of the year. So I think in that regard, the timing of this is a little bit more troublesome just because there's a lot less time to sort things out and maybe to smooth things over. I don't really think, though, that there needs to be a ton smoothed over. And maybe I'm by myself or I'm in the minority here, and you can let me know what you think. Shoot me a text on the Xfinity Mobile text line, 888-957-9570. Also, good morning to everyone tuning in on YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. Johnny, I see you. Mike, I see you. Appreciate your comment. Damon and Stunna, what's up to everyone tuning in on YouTube? Again, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. This trade request for me, it doesn't really mean all that much. Essentially, it means, in my opinion, Brandon Ayuk is telling the San Francisco 49ers, I want to be fairly compensated, and if I'm not fairly compensated, I'm leaving. And the 49ers want to pay Brandon Ayuk a fair compensation, and they want him on the San Francisco 49ers. It is a little bit of a timing thing, and it's the 49ers hold all the cards here. And this is going to turn into a game of chicken. Who blinks first? And we don't know how far apart they are in terms of, you know, the numbers. Maybe it's only $4 million, or I don't know. Who knows how far apart they are? But I don't think this is... I'll put it this way. Brandon Ayuk requesting a trade, I would still be shocked if he gets traded by the San Francisco 49ers. As I'm sure a lot of you guys know by now, because it's been hammered home for months, ever since Brandon Ayuk returned from the Super Bowl crying at his locker when these questions first began about whether he wanted to continue being a San Francisco 49er, the Niners have 2 years of control of Brandon Ayuk. He's under contract for one more year. He has 1 year left on his current contract, and then the 49ers, if they want, they generally don't like to do this, but if they want, they can franchise tag him. It's what the Cincinnati Bengals are doing with T. Higgins this year. T. Higgins is about to play on the franchise tag. Then he's probably going to become a free agent and get a gigantic contract elsewhere because the Bengals won't be able to afford him with Jamar Chase's contract and Joe Burrow's contract and all that. That's what the Bengals are doing with T. Higgins. And the 49ers can do that with Brandon Ayuk a year from now. Ayuk is under contract for this season, and the Niners have him, they have the ability to control him another year beyond that. Now, generally speaking, the Niners don't like to use the franchise tag. It is decently pricey. It's like the average of the highest handful of wide receivers of that position group, and you get that average as the 1 year value for the guy that you are franchise tagging. I think the last time the Niners used the franchise tag was on Robbie Gould, believe it or not, because Robbie Gould is one of the 49ers, one of the few 49ers in recent years, like in this era, in the Shanahan Lynch era, that also has requested a trade. Remember, Robbie Gould requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. They ultimately signed him, and then I think a year later, this past season, they could not get another deal done, and they drafted Jake Moody, and that was an okay experience, but that's an entirely different conversation. What the 49ers are weighing with Brandon Ayuk is how long they want to let this last. And also, I mean, you have to consider what is your opportunity cost. I think they desperately want Brandon Ayuk here, and they're a better team with Brandon Ayuk. But if you get to a point where he will simply refuse to sign for less than X amount of money, whatever the amount is, and again, the wide receiver market has just completely exploded, so maybe he's upped his ask over the last month. That's certainly possible. Maybe the 49ers are uncomfortable with that. Say, hey, I mean, we had a fair valuation on you. We were much closer. Now you're asking for more. I can't blame Ayuk, but I also can't really blame the 49ers. Maybe it would have been in the Niners' best interest to then get a deal done with Ayuk earlier, but they could have felt like that would have been wasting a couple million dollars because they felt like, again, they hold all the cards. They just call Ayuk's bluff, and eventually he shows up. Or he gets fined, he doesn't play, he refuses to report, he doesn't make money, and on top of that, the Niners have another year of team control. I think ultimately, for the 49ers, you have to figure out what makes your team best? Because as the 49ers are approaching this season, I know we all get a little bit sensitive when we say that the season is a failure if they don't win a Super Bowl. But in reality, the 49ers are one of a handful of teams whose goal is legitimately to win the Super Bowl. That is their goal. And I don't know how we in the media or us as fans will label it if they don't win the Super Bowl again this year, and if it's fair to call that a failure. All I will say, and all that I care about, is how will the team feel if they don't win the Super Bowl this year? And I can guarantee you, every single person inside that facility in Santa Clara, they will be gutted, they will be devastated, and it will take a long time to recover if they don't win the Super Bowl again this year. Obviously, it kind of depends on how it all plays out. If they lose in heartbreaking fashion in overtime of the Super Bowl again, okay, maybe that'll be a little bit more devastating. But if they fall in the divisional round of the playoffs, that will be devastating. They will be disappointed. They will be upset. That's all I care about. How will the team react to how the season ends? And if they don't win the Super Bowl this year, that team will be gutted. I guarantee you that. So if that is the expectation for your team entering a season, it's kind of similar to what the Warriors, to what I'm tasking the Warriors with doing in the final couple of years of Steph Curry's career. Do everything you possibly can to be as good as you possibly can this year. And there is no doubt in my mind that the 49ers are a better football team than with Brandon Ayuk. You could have maybe made a case for me. You could have maybe made a case for me about trading Brandon Ayuk pre-draft, and you get draft assets back from this most recent draft. But if you're trading Ayuk now, first of all, you're probably doing it to save money. That you are not willing to meet Brandon Ayuk's ask right now because you have a lot of gigantic contracts and you have some more guys who are looking for money in the future. Mooney Ward has said on multiple occasions, I'm trying to go out and get that bag. He's going to be due for an extension next offseason. Maybe that's with the 49ers, or maybe they sign Ayuk and they say, sorry, Mooney, we don't have the money for you. Diamador Lenore is also going to be a guy who comes up for an extension soon. That's a conversation for down the road. But you've got both those guys under contract this year. You got Ayuk under contract this year. The only way where I could have maybe flinched in terms of trading Ayuk is, again, pre-draft when the 49ers could have gotten something of value to this team this season back. The only way I'm trading Ayuk is if it makes my 2024 team better. I'm not necessarily saying trade all of your first-round picks in the future to go and get somebody else to fill one hole on your team and make this team better, but I'm saying if you have a guy under contract who is a very, very, very good football player, and you're about to enter a season where it's probably, as presently constructed, your best chance to win a Super Bowl, you keep that guy on your team. No questions asked. You keep him. And so for that reason, I would be absolutely stunned if the 49ers do trade Brandon Ayuk. They would have to be blown away by a deal. And as you wonder what a return, what the compensation would be for Ayuk, again, it's not really going to help your team now. Maybe you get a piece, but is that piece going to be better than what Brandon Ayuk does? Is he going to have a bigger impact than Brandon Ayuk on the 2024 San Francisco 49ers? I don't know about that. I find that hard to believe. It's going to be, generally speaking, a cost-cutting move for the future. And maybe you get, again, a younger piece that is cheaper than Brandon Ayuk, but no one's going to be trading like a young star for Brandon Ayuk's a young star. If you want a young star, just keep your young star. And I also think what comes into play for this for the 49ers, and maybe this kind of runs counter to the whole argument I'm making in terms of Ayuk's importance, but if you are the 49ers, not only do you have the leverage of saying, well, we got you under contract, Brandon. Sorry, so report to training camp or we're going to fine you. And they can also waive the fines, as they have done for some players in the past. And they can also say, well, Brandon, it's not only this year that we have you under contract for, it's also the following year, at least under team control, because we can decide to franchise tag you, and there is not a thing you can do about it. I don't think the Niners like playing that hardball. I think it's a reason why they have forgiven some fines to past players for not showing up to certain workouts and training camps and practices and all of that and preseason games and all of that. I think they like to keep a good relationship with all of their players because they want to keep them happy and keep them around, and they want them to be Niners for as long as possible. But if the Niners feel like hardball is the way to go, they absolutely can do that. The other thing is, if you're the 49ers, then you can legitimately look at your roster and say, I think we can survive. In not that this is ideal, not that you want this to happen, but I think if you're the 49ers, if you're John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan and Parag Marate and everybody else involved in these decisions, you look at your roster and you ask yourselves, how badly do we need Brandon Ayuk for the whole season? I think everyone's in agreement that you need Brandon Ayuk. He makes your team a whole lot better. And if you don't have him, say, in the postseason, first of all, you probably lose to the Packers. You certainly lose to the Lions. I know he was relatively uninvolved against the Chiefs in the Super Bowl, but you don't get there without Brandon Ayuk. And I'm not saying that he's unimportant and that the Niners would be able to win it all without him. In fact, that's the exact opposite. But if the 49ers are, say, potentially looking at missing Brandon Ayuk for the first 2 weeks of the regular season, do they look at that as a gigantic big deal? I don't think so. Obviously, they want him there. But is Brandon Ayuk missing a couple of games to begin the season going to be the difference between the 49ers being the one seed or the five seed? Like, again, and who knows how it all is going to play out. But I don't think, considering what is around Ayuk on offense, that the Niners feel like absolutely bottom line, point blank period, we need Ayuk playing week one. They felt that way about Bosa last year, and it's probably ultimately why they caved a handful of days before week one. They were scared, and they had reason to be scared, even with Nick Bosa, and maybe part of it was the late start that he got. But even with Nick Bosa, that defensive line, we saw it all year. It was kind of like our little secret because the national media didn't quite pick up on it because the team just kept on winning. 5-0 start. Oh, everything's great. And then they had the 3-game losing streak, and part of that was because Debo and Trent got hurt, and we don't need to rehash exactly what happened last season. But we saw the issues on the defensive line, like really from the beginning of the season. That defense, specifically the line, nowhere near as good as it had been in years past. The Niners were right to be worried about what they might look like without Nick Bosa. It would have been ugly. With Nick Bosa, it wasn't ugly, but it wasn't incredible. So imagine what this Niners defense would have looked like last year without Nick Bosa, especially early in the season. I don't think the Niners fear what they would look like without Brandon Ayuk early in the season as much as they would fear what they would look like without Nick Bosa early in last season. Does that make sense? So I think in that regard, there's a little less urgency from the 49ers. Not that they don't want to get it done, but I think it explains, again, the report yesterday from Mike Garofolo. I'm just going to read it to you one more time. Source, the 49ers All-Pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade after an offseason of unsuccessful attempts to reach an extension. Despite a recent meeting, the Niners haven't been willing to engage in negotiations since May, so Ayuk has respectfully asked out. Again, it's not just that the teams haven't come to an agreement, that there's still a difference of a couple million dollars a year, or maybe it's the guaranteed number. It's not just that. It's that plus the fact that the Niners haven't engaged in the conversation in a couple of months. That's interesting, and I think that shows you exactly how the 49ers feel about this situation. Brandon, This is not that pressing for us. I'm sorry if that offends you, but it's just the reality. We have you under team control for 2 more years, and we're willing to play without you for a game or two if that's what it comes to. All right, ball's in your court, Brandon. What you gonna do? And what do Brandon and his team do? They say, all right, we're asking for a trade. And it's like the last thing that Aiyuk and Aiyuk's camp can do. In fact, you remember just a couple of weeks ago, I forget where this report came from. It must have been, I think it was some blogger, not anyone who you necessarily would trust with this report. But there was a rumor, better to call it a rumor than a report. And it kind of caught on fire on social media, on Twitter specifically, that Aiyuk, a month and a half, 2 months ago, it was a while ago, that Brandon Aiyuk and his camp had requested a trade, not this one from yesterday, which is confirmed by a number of legitimate reporters, and we have every reason to believe that it is true. This other one, a while ago, was from, I don't know, some blogger, and then all the different sites and aggregators picked it up, and, oh, Aiyuk's requested a trade, Aiyuk's requested a trade. And then Aiyuk's agent comes out on social media and absolutely blasts it, calling it blasphemy, calling it the farthest thing from the truth. Aiyuk has not requested a trade, and now he has requested a trade. Like, Aiyuk's camp was just firing down on the notion, denying it a little bit ago, and now they have. It is simply, in my opinion, Aiyuk's and his camp's last opportunity. What else are they going to do at this point to try to get the 49ers to pony up the money that they want? It's at demand a trade, continue to hold out. What else can Aiyuk do? There's nothing else he can do. Now, who knows how much animosity Aiyuk actually feels? I tend to believe he wants to stay a 49er. Why would you want to leave? I get maybe the allure of being like the legitimate, maybe the only star player in an offense is attractive. But this is the perfect system. And you know you're going to win games. I don't think Aiyuk wants to leave. He just wants to be paid a little bit more money than the 49ers are willing to pay him at this very moment. So he's playing the last card he has in his hand. In addition to continuing to hold out, that last card is, hey, Kyle. Hey, John. Hey, Parag. Respectfully, I would like it if you trade me. And the 49ers say, oh, thanks for letting us know, Brandon. We're going to get your extension done relatively soon. Because that's kind of the way this works for the 49ers. I saw a couple of people on Twitter post this yesterday after the news broke that Aiyuk had requested a trade, and I felt the same way. Essentially, Aiyuk requests a trade. Oh, great. That means the extension will be done very soon. Because that's the way this works for the 49ers. If you request a trade, you're getting a contract extension soon. The Niners have an awesome track record with this, and they're not going to let an incredibly valuable asset in Brandon Aiyuk leave. It's just my opinion. I would be stunned if this trade happens for the 49ers this offseason. Maybe it happens a year from now. Maybe Deebo Samuel gets traded a year from now or gets cut a year from now. That is certainly possible. I'm not saying that the 49ers for eternity can keep all these contracts in-house. But you are entering the 2024 season when you are the odds-on favorite to win the Super Bowl, and you have come up inches short in a number of the last years. You go out and you make your team as best as you possibly can, and you do that by keeping Brandon Aiyuk and not trading him. And if you got to play hardball, you got to upset him a little bit, so be it. Do it, because he makes your team better. You do whatever you need to keep him here, and if keeping him here means you gotta say, Brandon, all right, hold out, don't make money, miss a couple of games, we'll be fine without you for a little bit, with the expectation that he will eventually blink first, it's worth doing it, in my opinion. And we'll see how it all plays out for the 49ers moving forward. We do have some other interesting tidbits from this story that we can get into on the other side. Also, Joe Lacob talked yesterday for the first time since Klay Thompson left the Golden State Warriors. We can get into that. And again, a reminder, it is our Jacked Up Week here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And to celebrate, we're giving away a Klay Thompson autographed jersey on Friday, plus some Klay Thompson bobbleheads. All you need to know is listen specifically during these times on Friday, but really all day, of course, beginning with me here at 5 a.m., Willard and Dibbs from 6 to 10, Bonte and Shasky from 10 to 2, Steiny and Goo from 2 to 6, but specifically at 8:11 in the morning with Willard and Dibbs, 1:11 in the afternoon with Bonte and Shasky, and 5:11 in the afternoon with Steiny and Guru for your chance to win a Klay Thompson autographed jersey. Those times, of course, in honor of number 11, Klay Thompson. All right, time for a break here on the pregame show. When we come back, more on Aiyuk and the 49ers, and we'll get to some of this Joe Lacob stuff as well. As the pregame show continues, it's Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni here on 95.7 The Game.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Back to the pregame show on 95.7 The Game.
Good morning. Welcome back to the pregame show here on 95.7 The Game. Mark Randy with you for the next half an hour, a little less than that now, as we get you ready for Willard and Dibbs coming up next. If you happen to miss the first 2 days of the week, you're in for a surprise because it's our Jacked Up week here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. Willard and Dibbs holding down the morning this week from 6 to 10, then Bonte and Shasky in middays from 10 to 2, and Steiny and Goo, the afternoon drive show from 2 to 6 this week here on 95.7 The Game. Again, it's brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar. And to celebrate our Jacked Up week and to celebrate the awesome memories that Klay Thompson gave us, we're giving away a Klay Thompson autographed jersey plus a bunch of bobbleheads on Friday. All you got to do is listen all day on Friday, but specifically during these times. 8:11 in the morning with Willard and Dibbs, 1:11 in the afternoon with Bonte and Shasky, and 5:11 in the afternoon, with Steiny and Guru. Those are your chances to qualify. We will qualify one lucky listener at each of those times, so each show will qualify one winner. Those three qualifiers, they'll all win at the least some Klay Thompson bobbleheads. And there's some fun ones like a Captain Klay bobblehead. There's a Headband Klay bobblehead. Each of our listeners will get some Klay Thompson bobbleheads. Each of those qualifiers, I should say. One from each show. And then at random, from those three qualifiers, one of those will also win the Klay Thompson autographed jersey. And the way that you can be one of those qualifiers is listen on Friday. It's pretty simple. It's going to happen around 8:11, 1:11, and 5:11, but listen all day Friday to increase your odds of qualifying. And who knows, you might go home with a Klay Thompson autographed jersey, and that's going to make for an awesome piece of memorabilia, because Klay Thompson eventually will have his jersey retired at Shea Center. You will own that jersey and an autographed one at that. He's going to have a statue out in front of Chase Center. He's going to be a Hall of Famer, and you're going to have an autographed jersey of that guy. That's pretty awesome. That's pretty awesome. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm already jealous of whoever's going to win it. That's coming up on Friday here on 95.7 The Game. All right. Welcome back in to the pregame show. It's Mark Randy in for Joe Spadoni this week. Again, as part of our Jacked Up Week on 95.7 The Game, we're breaking down the Brandon Ayuk situation. And again, if you're just joining us, just getting in your car, headed out to work, or maybe you worked overnights and you're just getting off and you're on your way home, whatever the case is, Brandon Ayuk has requested a trade from the San Francisco 49ers. This yesterday for Mike Garofalo, 49ers all-pro wide receiver Brandon Ayuk has officially requested a trade after an offseason of unsuccessful attempts to reach an extension. Despite a recent meeting, the Niners haven't been willing to engage in negotiations since May, so Ayuk has respectfully asked out. That was the news that broke a little after 10 o'clock in the morning Pacific time yesterday. There's been a lot of news that has kind of been trickling out since then, including this from Adam Schefter. And this is an important piece of this conversation because I think it tells you exactly what the 49ers' plan is, at least what they think their plan is going to be. This is Adam Schefter again, covers the NFL for ESPN. Sources: other teams that have reached out and spoken to the San Francisco 49ers have been told that they have no intention of trading disgruntled wide receiver Brandon Ayuk, who officially has requested a trade. Schefter adds the 49ers open training camp next week. Okay, so Adam Schefter saying exactly what I think most of us here feel like should be true, which is the Niners have no intention of trading Brandon Ayuk. And if you are looking at this maybe from a glass half empty perspective, from the perspective of the 49ers are trying to trade Ayuk, which, you know, I'll be completely honest, I don't know. I would be absolutely shocked. And if it ultimately ends up happening, I would be upset, because I don't think you possibly increase your chances to win the Super Bowl this year by trading Ayuk, almost no matter what you get back. Because I would imagine the majority of what you'd be getting back is future assets, draft picks, and that's not going to help you right now. But Schefter says the 49ers have no intention of trading disgruntled wide receiver Brandon Ayuk. Yeah, that's because they don't want to. It's because they plan on keeping him and they plan on signing him to a contract extension. It's just a matter of a little bit of a waiting game. As far as I see it, the 49ers have three options to handle this situation. Three of them. The first option is what we're talking about. You know, do nothing, essentially. Say, all right, Brandon, we'll consider your trade request. And then just essentially cut off conversation. Do nothing and just simply wait for Brandon Ayuk to blink. You have all the leverage. You have all the cards. You're essentially just calling his bluff. And what else can Ayuk do at this point other than begin to forfeit game checks? To forfeit his own money. There's not much else that Ayuk can do. Now, that is a big thing he can do, but let's not pretend like it only hurts the 49ers. It hurts Ayuk. And if you're doing that, with the idea that you might be stuck here for another year after that if the Niners decide to franchise tag you. Are you going to do it again? Seems hard to believe. So that's option one for the 49ers. Do nothing. Wait for Ayuk to blink. Maybe he comes down on his offer and he's willing to sign something closer to what you've previously offered or what you've discussed or whatever it is. That's option one for the 49ers. Do nothing and wait for Ayuk to blink. Okay. What about option two? This is what you do if you're so worried about the holdout. You think it's going to negatively impact you big time. Maybe you're as worried about this Ayuk situation as you were about Bosa last year. Although Bosa last year, it got close to the opening day. It got close to week one. Like it happened, what, like 3 or 4 days before week one in Pittsburgh? I remember the Labor Day Monday, right before week one, was on the air. We were wondering maybe during the show we were going to get a Bosa extension. Did not happen that day. Did not happen that show. Did not happen that day. I believe it happened the Wednesday leading up to the Sunday game. Wednesday or Thursday. Right before week one. And that was pretty close. And I think it impacted Bosa negatively for the first maybe month or so of the season. And it definitely was not his best season. And it wasn't the best season for the defensive line. But if you're worried that missing Brandon Ayuk is going to have a gigantic negative impact on your team early in the season, during training camp, whatever, then you just say, all right, Brandon, we'll meet your demands. Here's the contract you wanted. Everything gets patched up. You're good to go. Ayuk gets to training camp. He plays in the preseason. He's ready to go for week one. That's option two. Of course, the cost there is giving Ayuk more money than you previously maybe allotted for. And potentially that hurts your chances to keep someone like Mooney Ward or Diamondor Lenore in the future. You never know. I should say the downside to option one, which is do nothing at this point, you risk further ostracizing your star young receiver. And then maybe he, because I think right now Ayuk still wants to return to the 49ers, but say they stay radio silent. Maybe he gets to a point where he gets so upset that he wants to leave, a la Klay Thompson. From this past offseason with the Warriors. That's the risk with option one. If you do nothing, you risk that. Option two, you give him what he wants. The risk there is maybe you lose a player in the future because you gave Ayuk a little bit more than you previously planned for. Option number three is to officially give in to Ayuk's request of yesterday, which is trade Ayuk. And maybe that's also kind of calling his bluff. Who knows if he actually wants to go and play elsewhere. Obviously, he's good friends with Jaden Daniels, who was just picked in the first round of the NFL draft by the Washington Commanders, led now by Adam Peters, who knows Ayuk very well, of course, in the 49ers front office for the last number of years. Now he's the GM with the Commanders. I'm sure he would love to get his hands on Brandon Ayuk. But those are the three options. The risk for that third option, trading him, is that you hurt your team this year. Maybe you get back a haul. And maybe in 3 years from now, you look at that as, oh, wow, that turned out to be a pretty good deal. We gave up Ayuk, an all-pro wide receiver, very good, but we got, you know, an all-pro offensive lineman in the 2025 NFL draft, plus this other quality piece who we use often. Like, it could be a net positive deal when it's all said and done, but for the 49ers, I don't know how you all feel. For me, I am putting so much more emphasis on this coming season than any year in the future. It's not that I'd be willing to say I'd be willing to have a team that wins three games 2 years from now if they win a Super Bowl this year. I mean, I might consider it, considering I have never seen a Niners Super Bowl champion in my lifetime, which is crazy to see. And I'm approaching 30 years old, and I have not seen this Niners team win a Super Bowl in my life. 28 years old. I was born just a little after their last one. It's been a very, very long time. I have not seen it yet. So I would almost do anything to win a Super Bowl and to see my team win a Super Bowl. But I'm not willing to say give up every future asset you have to try to win a Super Bowl this year. But I'm also not willing to give up Brandon Ayuk to try to be better in a couple of years and be worse right now. And that's what might happen if you trade Ayuk. So there's drawbacks to all three. But I want what's best for the 49ers this coming season, and that is with Ayuk on the football team. So option three for me is out. It is out. I am not even considering it. I'll take a phone call, and if someone wants to give me, you know, if someone wants to trade me Justin Jefferson, hey, the 49ers, the Vikings just called you. We'll give you JJ. We'll give you Jettas for Ayuk. Okay, deal. Cool. Thank you. We'll make the money work. We'll figure it out. Like, that's not happening, though. I'm only trading Ayuk if the team becomes better this season, and that's not going to happen. You're not going to get back a better player than Ayuk. You're going to get back draft picks, and that's not making you better this year. So for me, option three, trade Ayuk, is off the table. The Niners are not even considering that, in my opinion. That leaves the other two options, which is do nothing, wait for Ayuk to blink, or give Ayuk the money that he wants right now. And that's where it becomes a little more tricky, because you have to figure out, you have to weigh the extra money that you would be giving Ayuk if you give him what he's asking for versus do nothing and hold out. You know, you kind of save your own holdout and don't engage with his camp about these conversations for a while still. That extra money, the difference between the ask from Ayuk and your offer, or what you're comfortable offering, who knows if there's even been an offer. Probably, but we don't know that for sure. We were surprised when we realized the Warriors haven't even offered Klay anything this deep into the offseason, but that's a different situation. Whatever the difference is between the two sides, that amount of money extra per season, or the guaranteed money, or the loss of flexibility that it leaves you to, what is that worth to you? And what does that not allow you to do moving forward? Does that mean, is that the difference between Mooney Ward being a Niner or not in the future? And who knows what the books are going to look like in the future, but is that something that the 49ers can legitimately envision going forward? If we give Ayuk what he's asking for, it means a year from now we have to say bye to Mooney Ward. And Ayuk, for as good as he is, I'll tell you what, Mooney Ward is your best player in a position of relative weakness. When on offense, the 49ers have a plethora of weapons. And maybe it doesn't look the same in a couple of years. Kittle is getting up there in age, and you know, Trent Williams might only have a couple of years left, and you never know with the lifespan of running backs with Christian McCaffrey, and now Ricky Pearsall. This is a little bit of news that I've swept under the rug so far today. Ricky Pearsall placed on the non-football injury list yesterday, which is a little bit troublesome. However, according to reports, it's not that serious. And on the non-football injury list, he can be activated at any time, but it does come the day that the 49ers rookies report to training camp. But that is a concern, and maybe that impacts the Niners' Ayuk decision ultimately, if that Ayuk or that Pearsall injury is a little more serious than previously thought. However, you still, even without Pearsall, you've got a hell of an offensive group. But if giving Ayuk what he wants means bye-bye to Mooney Ward in the future, I think that's worth playing hardball with Ayuk for. Who is more valuable to the team going forward, Mooney Ward or Ayuk? I'm not saying it's Mooney Ward, but I think there's at least a conversation there. Mooney Ward is your best corner by far. Take Mooney Ward off this team. Who are you starting at cornerback? Obviously, Diamond or Lenore is one. You need a slot guy as well. And the Niners tried so many slot options last year. Remember Isaiah Oliver? Oh, that was a disaster. Now, you obviously drafted some guys. You had Renardo Green out of Florida State, and you hope that these guys are going to be good, but you never know what to expect from a rookie. So, if giving Ayuk what he wants means you're saying bye in a year to Mooney Ward, is that worth it? I don't think so. At least it's not worth it to do anything right now, to rush into the decision. You could ultimately come to that decision a month from now, a month, 6 weeks from now, when you're nearing week one. But right now, it's not the time to make that decision. The way I see this playing out is option two, which is to give Ayuk what he wants contractually, not trading him, but giving him the money that he wants. If you do that, you're doing that much closer to the beginning of the regular season. I think so, personally. And I see on our YouTube chat, powered by First NorCal Credit Union, Jason Mishler tuning in. Appreciate you, Jason. Hey, Grandy, the Niners loaded up on corner depth this year. You're right, they did. But, and you know, they also signed a couple of, you know, lower tier free agents who can get in some work at corner. I don't think that takes away from the importance of Mooney Ward, though. I mean, he's still by far your best corner. He's the guy you put on the best receiver on the opposing team, and you feel pretty good about that. And again, I'm making up a scenario in my head. I don't know exactly how the finances are going to work for Mooney Ward, but if giving Ayuk everything that he wants right now means you are likely going to have to move off of Mooney Ward a year from now, I don't want to do that, at least not yet. So again, if option two happens and the Niners are to give Ayuk what he wants, don't do it now. Don't do it now. Because if you do it now, you're handcuffing yourself needlessly. You could ultimately still handcuff yourself, just do it later. Give yourself an extra month. Maybe something happens. Maybe you figure something out. Someone, God forbid, somebody gets hurt in training camp, and that changes your decision. Like, I'm not even going to say a name, and I'm going to knock on every piece of wood here in the studio. Someone key on offense goes down with a season-ending injury in training camp. That changes the calculus here. Suddenly, you need Ayuk a whole lot more. No doubt about it. So that's also part of this. So as long as you can delay, this is good for the 49ers. I think you could have made a case for the Niners that entering the offseason, you might have benefited from getting the contract extension done early before Jalen Waddle. And before Justin Jefferson, and before all these other guys that have signed gigantic contract extensions, because then you get in before the boom, before the market explodes, and likely before Ayuk and his camp up their ask, right? And that makes total sense. But if you're going to wait until after the wide receiver market boom, which they have done, what's the harm in continuing to wait? There's not a rush for the 49ers on this. There's a bit of a rush for Ayuk, and I think it's why the Niners ultimately ditch option two as well. They do not sweeten the pot. They do not give Ayuk everything he's asking for monetarily, and instead they go with option one, which is do nothing. Absolutely nothing. You play a game of chicken, and you're confident that the other side's going to blink first. It's that simple for me. I think that's the option for the 49ers. And now maybe ultimately it starts as option one. Option one is just delay. Maybe it stops. It starts as option one, but then again, something happens. The calculus changes. The math changes. Someone gets hurt. Everyone stays healthy. And then you switch to option two. And then you say, all right, Brandon, we'll give you what you want. We want you to be a Niner for life. Here's the contract to show that we mean that. And then you get the contract done, and then you move on from there. That's the way I see this playing out, ultimately. It's not option three, which is to trade Ayuk. It's not right now option two, which is to give him the money that he wants. It's option one. Do nothing. Play chicken. You know that you have him under team control for two more years. You know that as presently constructed, your offense is the strength of your team, and you'd still be pretty darn good offensively without Ayuk, although I'm not saying that you wouldn't be worse. You would be without him, but it's not like you're going to be a bottom half offense without Ayuk. You're going to still be a very, very good offense without Brandon Ayuk. And then you continue to address and try to, I don't know. Every single day when you wake up, you decide what's best. Is today the day to give Ayuk what he wants? No, not yet. Okay. Keep doing nothing. I think that's the way the 49ers are gonna handle this. And it's the way they handled Bosa last year. They ultimately got to a point with Bosa where they were like, all right, it's not worth it anymore for us. We need Bosa to play week one in Pittsburgh. We need Bosa here with us the whole season. So 3-4 days before week one, okay, Nick, We'll give you what you want. Report to camp. Go fly to Pittsburgh. This is done. Thank you. Sorry it took so long. Maybe you ultimately get to that point. But until you're at that point, there's no need to do it yet. And they're not at that point yet. I guarantee you they are not at that point just yet. So why would you do it if you don't need to do it yet? So as far as I'm concerned, I expect no news on the IU front for a while still. None. Because what is the benefit for the Niners to do anything but wait right now? They're not going to trade him because they're not going to get better this season without him. And they're not going to give him the money that he wants right now because they could still do that a month from now. So ultimately, it's a long way of saying 55 minutes in that I think this Ayuk trade request ultimately doesn't mean that much. It's Ayuk and his camp playing the last card that they have, other than continuing to hold out. But that costs Ayuk a lot more than this trade request does, because holding out, not attending mandatory training camp, missing preseason games, it gets pricey quick. Very fast. And maybe Ayuk is truly steadfast in this holdout, and he ultimately is willing to sacrifice all that money, and the Niners are a worse football team as a result. And, okay, it's a situation that we're in. And maybe at that point, the Niners ultimately buckle and then they give Ayuk what he wants. And that's possible. But I don't think Ayuk has it in him to continue the holdout into the regular season, at least past a game or two at the very most. I don't know. That's just how I feel. And we'll see how the 49ers feel about it. It's an important season. And I think at a certain point, when you are in the situation the Niners are in, and you have this talented of a roster, you have to keep it together at all costs. And if you got to break a couple legs to do it, you do it. The Niners have been, I'm not sure if, you know, player first is the right way to put it. They've been a class organization from top to bottom. They've done everything the right way. It's not the end of the world if you ruffle some feathers every once in a while. Not that you want Ayuk to be upset, but this happens all the time in the NFL. The Niners should not be incredibly scared by the possibility of upsetting a star player. It happens all the time. Ultimately, you sign them to a contract extension, they forget all about it. And I think that's what might happen with the 49ers and Brandon Ayuk. All right, that'll do it for the pregame show here on 95.7 The Game. Thanks so much for tuning in. It's Mark Randy in for Spadoni as our Jacked Up Week continues. Willard and Dibs, not the morning roast. Willard and Dibs coming up next as our Jacked Up Week again continues here on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Jack's Restaurant and Bar.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North Convenience Stores and get any size True Oasis Fountain Drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi Fountain Drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.